Okay, the lineup for the women's NCAA basketball tournament was announced last night. Connecticut is the top overall seed, with Tennessee, North Carolina, and Maryland taking the other top spots. Tournament gets started this weekend, and for a preview, we've called Carolyn Peck. She is an ESPN analyst and a former NCAA coach. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
Speaking of somebody who's been there before, when you get to this moment, I know everybody's obsessed with the brackets. Do you even care who you play, or are you just glad to be in the show?
Well, you know, if you're ranked all year, then you get a little bit selfish and you want to decide where you get to go. But the bottom line is that there are 64 teams that are still playing, and then there are several that are not in the NCAA tournament. So you need to really appreciate being in, and now look who you play game one instead of looking at who could possibly knock you out or who you have to play in order to get to the Final Four.
Well, Connecticut's on top, but it appears the way the brackets have shaped up that they're going to have to get past Rutgers on their way to the Final Four, the only team that's beat them this year.
Well, that is true, and you know, Connecticut is playing very good basketball. It was very surprising, I think, to everyone for Rutgers to be put in the same region with Connecticut, and it'd be the really true matchup, two teams from the same conference having to play each other in order to reach the Final Four.
That's unusual?
Well, it's happened before. There have been years when Tennessee has had to go up against, I think it was Vanderbilt or LSU, and after that happened, the committee said that they were going to make a strong effort not to make that happen again. But the issue is that the Big East is so competitive and so tough that there are actually eight teams from the Big East that are in the NCAA tournament.
You only got four regions. You got to put them somewhere.
That's right.
Any other surprises in this year's draw?
Well, I think another thing that people were surprised with was Maryland over Stanford. I think that people gave a lot of weight to Stanford winning the Pac-10 regular season game and also winning the regular season and then winning the Pac-10 tournament. And looking at Maryland, who was finished second in the ACC and was beaten in the semifinals by Duke. But I think that the issue there becomes the strength of the conference and the teams that Maryland's had to play all season, out of conference and in conference, because they've had to go against North Carolina, who they took to overtime, then to play Duke, Virginia, and the teams that they also played in the out-of-conference. And they won the NIT, being Stanford, where Stanford dropped two games during the season that hurt them, I think, against their loss against USC and UCLA. But that also, though, keeps Stanford playing out in Spokane, out west, and they're not having to travel east.
Speaking of somebody who led Purdue to a national title in 1999, what does it take for a women's team to get through this tournament to the top?
I think it takes extreme focus. What most people don't understand is that when you get into the NCAA tournament, as a coach, number one, you can't freak out and start changing things just because you're in the NCAA tournament. When I say not changing, as far as a panic, being a little bit more intense on your kids just because you're in the tournament, you got to coach them the same way that you did from day one, because then they start freaking out. And I think the other thing is that in order to get there, you got to take it one day at a time.
Okay. Carolyn Peck, thanks very much.
All right. Thanks.
She's an ESPN analyst and former NCAA championship coach. She was on the line from Gainesville, Florida.